I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Senior U.S. and Israeli leaders are meeting in Washington this week to discuss the Gaza crisis. Hamas officials haven't agreed to the temporary ceasefire on which Israel signed off, so the war rages on, sending ripple effects throughout the Middle East. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says Christians are not immune from the regional tension.
This is also affecting the mental health and the spiritual health of Christian leaders. Christians are anxious in the region because this is not over yet. The whole thing is a mess. So people are anxious, especially in Lebanon, because they're not sure what is next.
MLC courses help Christian leaders keep their eyes on Jesus.
Trauma healing, conflict resolution, how to empower Christian leaders to be peacemakers, religious freedom courses.
And work in ministry long enough, and you'll soon learn that the big picture mission you're pursuing happens in your daily relationships with the people you serve and serve alongside in the name of Jesus. Bekir Sarkis with Heart for Lebanon says relationships are the key to their work to make disciples. Their team goes out on regular home visits among both refugee and Lebanese families.
When we promise them that we have a distribution next month, we will help this family at this date, they find that we are working on time. So we do what we say. People are touched through the method or how we treat them because they see through our team all respect, love, and care.
Pray for peace as Israel and Hezbollah exchange fire over Lebanon's southern border. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.